Uzbek leader Islam Karimov has ruled the country for 18 years and says nothing in public about the end of his term. John Greenwald, vice president of the Brussels-based International Crisis Group, says that it's time for political progress in Uzbekistan.
In the long run, the system needs to have a way to allow for political change. Any system does. Whether you have a democratic system with elections, whether you have a more controlled authoritarian system, there has to be some way for change to happen. And our concern with Uzbekistan is that there doesn't appear to be such a system.
To date, Uzbek elections have never been judged as free and fair by Western election observers. Greenwald believes there isn't much the international community can do to pressure the country to become more democratic. Instead, he says the changes must come from within.
And it should start with the leadership of the country, which looks at its long-term interests, the long-term interests of its people, the long-term interests of the people within the establishment. We would hope that there could be a process of liberalization that starts that way, and that the people themselves can then be brought more generally into the effort to produce reforms.
With a tightly controlled media, opposing voices to the government have been effectively silenced. As a result, Anthony Boyer of the International Foundation for Election Systems says voters in Uzbekistan are being given few options in their candidates.
Do we have the political space, the open space of competition in Uzbekistan at present, given the fact that perhaps there hasn't been much coverage of the electoral process, given the fact that perhaps many candidates are not well known among the population? Survey results also would suggest that the population, by and large, is underinformed about political developments inside the country, let alone outside of Uzbekistan's borders.
Sean Roberts, a professor of Central Asian Studies at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., believes that while this provides short-term stability for the ruling government, down the road, the results could be disastrous.
If those countries don't begin to establish political processes where you have different players getting involved in the political life of the country, there's going to be some kind of power struggle when succession eventually happens.
In Uzbek political culture, change is synonymous with instability. Many analysts say that this will be a factor when voters go to the polls in December. Now, Bahori Imamova, VOA News.